If you follow the news from Lebanon, it can seem like a country full of problems. No permanent government, high unemployment, a million refugees from the civil war next door in Syria, and the threat of ISIS extremists crossing the border to inflame Lebanon's own sectarian divisions. If you're Lebanese, there are plenty of reasons to be pessimistic, unless you can look at all of the above from a fresh perspective. Ari Daniel has the next story in our series, Young Lebanon.
I'm on Bliss Street in one of the nicer areas of Beirut, and I'm standing in front of St. Mary's Orthodox College, a private high school, waiting to meet two of the students.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm
Ryan, Noor. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
We set off by foot, and they guide me along the pulsing city streets. Ryan is 17 and comes from the mountains. He's lived in Beirut since middle school. Noor is 16 and smiles easily. Beirut's been her home her whole life. Ryan and Noor are best friends, and in Lebanon, they're an unlikely match. That's because Ryan belongs to a religious sect called the Druze, and Noor is a Sunni Muslim. With the way things are in this country, kids from different religious groups don't normally hang out, let alone become inseparable buddies. The two met in the seventh grade.
Okay, into a small elevator.
We've reached the office of Ryan's uncle, who said we could borrow it to do the interview.
Okay, fourth floor, to the right.
It's a reasonably quiet refuge in a city that, as these two readily admit, is full of problems. There's the usual stuff, like a lack of jobs and parents telling you to do something practical with your life. There's also deep-seated sectarian strife, which affects Lebanon more than most places. But the longer I speak with Ryan and Noor, the less they talk of difficulties, and the more they talk of possibilities, of being part of a youth movement, something called Youth United Lebanon, that's reimagining their country.
The movement of acceptance, like you accept someone as a person, not a Sunni or Shia or a Christian, you don't do that. It's a hat I was forced to wear when I was born. It's not something I chose.
What I have to give to people is not the fact that I'm a Muslim. The labels are not supposed to be what define us.
What should define you?
We should be defined according to our potential and according to what we can do or what we have done.
Is it realistic for kids not just in the private schools in Beirut, but like kids across the country in Lebanon of different backgrounds, ones that are told you are this and you fit in this box and you don't talk to people that come from out. Is it realistic to imagine a country where it can be different?
We're lucky enough because we were raised differently in that sphere in our country. We got the freedom to express and think, but we recognize the gravity of the situation.
At the end of the day, we're all living in the same country. We're all dealing with the same problems. Dreams of Lebanon being more of an acceptable country than it is right now, that should be possible.
As for how they plan to turn the Lebanon that is into the Lebanon that could be.
If it were up to me, I wouldn't choose to have my religion written on my ID.
It would be where the government would actually work for the people, not the people work for the government.
And they lead by example. By accepting everyone they meet, not according to their label, but according to what they have to offer. Still, the reality and the dream can often feel far apart for these two. One way they deal with that disconnect is through poetry. Noor pulls a small spiral notebook from her bag.
This is poetry and poetry.
She turns to one of the poems she wrote in orange pen.
It's called Promise. And when they want you to conform, promise me that you will not. When they throw rocks at your face, promise me that you will not fight back. When they tell you to get down on your knees, pure to pray, do not. When the girl with red hair and a black skirt tells you to act your age, tell her that she does not understand time.
What are the rocks?
It's all the comments I heard. I wanted people to know that if someone is doing what they like, it doesn't mean they're stupid. It means they're going after their heart.
Ryan writes poetry too.
I leave ink smudges on papers in hope of their transformation into poetry.
For him, poetry is the best way to run through the walls of sectarianism. He says, we live and breathe whatever we put down on paper.
Words really mean everything to me because if people can see this, but I'm a really scrawny kid and I cannot fight that much, but you can write words that would really change everything.
And so for now, Ryan and Noor an odd pairing in a country where people tend to stick to their own, plan to keep on writing. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel, Beirut.
Noor is on our Facebook page right now to answer your questions about her friendship with Rayan, her involvement in Youth United Lebanon, and how young Lebanese are working to bridge their country's divides. Join the conversation at facebook.com/PRI The World. Our series from Lebanon is supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.